Ah, your highness, you're finally awake. Yes, you have slept long and deeply, but, well, I could not bring myself to wake you. I thought that after the events of yesterday, a good long rest would be well needed. Oh no, do not worry about me. I've never been one to need much sleep. It is all part of my training. I must be ever vigilant. Yes, I was up a few hours ago, at the crack of dawn. I often rise with the birds and hear the dawn chorus. It's a good way to start the day. I watched you for a while, and then thought that a good breakfast might rouse you from your sleep, gently. The aroma could be just the thing to wake you up. No, I'm afraid I had little time to pack. The only food I brought with me was some salt pork from the kitchens and a little lard for cooking with. Luckily, the forest is abundant with resources. If you are interested, I left the salt pork to soak, then climbed down from the treetops to forage. There are some mushrooms and chestnuts, and I was even able to find a nest full of partridge eggs. They're a little small, but should make for a well-rounded breakfast, and the salt from the salt pork should season everything well. Yes, I did this in the last couple of hours. Forgive me, Your Grace, it may not be to the same standard as that produced by the royal kitchen. I'm not much of a chef, a cook of necessity, not of grandeur. Still, it is nutritious. I hope you find it to your liking. Thank you, Your Highness, you're most kind. I'm glad you find the smell agreeable. It should be ready in a few minutes. How did you sleep? I hope my bedroll was not too uncomfortable. Good. Yes, the wind in the trees did make for pleasant ambience, didn't it? Though I would have preferred absolute silence so that I could be sure there was no movement on the forest floor. Yes, thank you for asking. Your Grace, I slept soundly. As I said last night, I'm no stranger to sleeping in less than ideal circumstances. This particular sleeping arrangement was a delight compared to some of the other places I've had to rest my head. Yes, I am quite used to making do with what I have. A skill I picked up in my years of training as your royal protector. It's a skill that has served me well in many situations, and I'm sure it will continue to do so in the future. Well, I'm just grateful that I can still serve you in this capacity, even if the circumstances have changed somewhat since yesterday. Whether we are to remain protector and charge, or become something more, I hope that I can continue to serve you as best I can. Forgive me, I'm blathering. Here, Your Highness, breakfast is served. Thank you. Really, we owe our thanks to the forest. This would be a much more bland and much less nutritionally complete meal, if not for its bounty. Yes, I've seen plenty of young, healthy-looking rabbits darting about as well. They will make for a good stew later today. I'll hunt as needed. I feel I must... I believe we need to... Forgive me, this is an unusual situation. Not one I have any training for. Please humor me, Your Grace. I'm referring to what happened last night. It's something that I do not think I can ignore, not if I am to continue to act as your protector. Well, simply because... How can I put this? It will affect my thinking. Until now, my feelings towards you have been purely that of a royal protector, a role for which I trained for many years, and which I treat with the utmost seriousness. Indeed, thank you. I do believe I have served that role well, at least until yesterday. Even if I had some sort of latent feeling for you, I did not let them get in the way. However, now, well, I do not know how I will be able to continue thinking of you as merely a charge to be protected. Well, that is truly the question, is it not? What are we now? What are you to me, and I to you? Everything is confused. No, I do not know the answer either. These matters bewilder me. Military strategy is a clear spring of fresh water compared to this murky quagmire of emotion. But I do know one thing. I cannot possibly go back to treating you as if nothing happened. I must acknowledge the change that has occurred and adapt to whatever new role I may have. Well, that is, I admit, why I have been hesitant to wake you. I've been trying to find the courage to face this new reality. Let us finish breaking fast. Having to eat while talking about such difficult matters only makes things harder. We can finish this and pack up and talk more as we walk, yes? Good. After you fell asleep last night, I spent a little time charting a course through this forest to the northeast stronghold, the one bordering this county. You know it? Of course, you established it. My apologies. I did not mean to imply that you are not familiar with your own domain. There, I hope we may find those who are yet loyal to us. I do not know if word will have reached them of the events at the palace or not, or, gods forbid, if they were somehow in on it. No, I sincerely hope not, and I would be surprised if it were so. Although I knew very little of the plans for the betrayal, to me it seemed more spur of the moment than something that had been well thought through. If they had been planning it seriously for more than a couple of days, I'd be surprised. But perhaps I'm speaking hopefully when I should be being cautious. I do not know. I find myself saying that a lot. Please forgive me, Your Highness. I am bound to act not only as your protector, but as an advisor. Yet, I feel so unable to advise in this situation. Yes, thank you for entrusting me with your faith. I believe it is our best option at this juncture. We must make haste toward the stronghold. We can only hope that it has remained true to its cause, but if not, I shall take the necessary time to strategize and devise our next steps. We will have to see what the situation is like when we arrive and make the necessary adjustments to our plans. In the meantime, we should remain vigilant and prepared for anything that might come our way. It is at least a 2-day journey on foot, perhaps 3, depending on the state of some of the forest paths. I dearly wish we'd been able to procure a horse or two. Alas, not. I'm rambling. Yes, I cannot deny it. Avoiding the topic that I said we would discuss. I suppose there is nothing to do but face it head on. So, Your Majesty, I do not think that I can return to merely being your protector after last night. No. I wish I could say that it was merely a matter of lust, driven by the adrenaline of the moment. But I'm afraid that what I feel for you, it is more than that. Yes. What can I say? Is this inevitable after years of being by each other's side? Or is there something between us? I do feel a fool. Taking this all so seriously when there are other things going on. But until the matter is settled, I know that I will be so distracted that I would not be able to properly carry out my duty. I'm afraid to admit that I lied to you when I said I'd had a good night's sleep. In fact, this kept me up like nothing else ever has. No. It feels silly to admit it. I've spent many nights in the past wondering if I may be killed in my sleep. Otherwise wondering if I may wake up to find that I had failed in my duty and something had happened to you. Yet, none of those things have kept me up as persistently as this did last night. And the worst of it... Stop. Shh. Shh, shh, shh. Off the path. Quickly. Into the brush.
Stay down, Your Majesty. Let them pass.
Banging around and I knew they'd be frit.
Well, it was worth a try. Anyway, how was I to know they'd be so loyal?
I don't know who you were, but you certainly...
Okay. They've passed. Shh. Stay quiet for a moment. There could be more coming. No. I hear no more, and I do not feel the rumble of horses' hooves. I think we are safe for now. Forgive me, I shouldn't have put my hand over your mouth like that. It was essential that you be quiet right away, so I didn't think I had any other option. On second thought, it would have been enough for me to simply ask you to be quiet. No, I suppose it isn't such a big deal. But still, I... God, look what you do to me. No, I just mean, I'm a highly trained professional. I'm a killer. I live to protect you, not to giggle and blather like some spotty teenage stable hand. It's embarrassing, is what it is. And I should... Majesty, what are you... Right, you can remove your hand now. Only if I promise to stop talking so much. I mean, of course, your word is my command. Thank you. I see I must choose my words carefully, lest I allow them to carry me away. Being close to you in that way, touching you, being touched by you, spending the night with you. Last night was the culmination of years of feeling something forbidden. And what I want to know is whatever there is between us, that which we've been hiding from for years, destined to last and to flourish. What I mean to say is, I mean to be more than someone you merely take pleasure from and give pleasure to. My feelings for you are far greater than that. Do you feel the same? Good. I'm glad. Then I will continue to defend you, not only as your protector, but as your partner, if that is what you wish. Now, let's make haste to the outpost. We should stay off the path. It's slower going, but we can't... We can't risk...
Is that... I'm waiting. No? That's it? Good. As I was saying... What was I saying? As I was saying, we can't risk being caught out here again as we just did. So, slower going it is. There'll be time for more tomfoolery when we get to the outpost. From the sound those jesters who passed us were making, it may still be occupied by loyalists. I hope so. I trust they will be able to provide us, I mean you, of course, Your Majesty, with a comfortable bed. We can only hope. Now, let's be off.